listening to The Dr. Ben Show, your guide to a healthy, holistic human body with Dr. Ben Kersenbrock, DC.
Hey, hello, howdy, and hi, however and wherever you say peace. Thank you for listening into The Dr. Ben Show. My name is Bruce, and I have the good fortune to be your host, and I have the utmost honor of introducing you and the world to Dr. Ben Kersenbrock. Dr. Ben, welcome to your show.
Thanks a lot, Bruce. Happy to be here.
Well, I'm happy to be here as well. We are in his office in Lake Mary, Florida. So if you hear the maintenance guys going back and forth in the background, that's you'll know that's what it is. We'll try and figure out our timing a little bit better. Surprising how they mow in the rain here, isn't it?
Yeah, anything to keep it beautiful.
There it is. And we do live in one of the most beautiful places in the world. Full disclosure, I am a patient of Dr. Ben's and have been one for about 2 years now. I've been a believer in chiropractors and have found more than just relief for more than a decade because of my experiences. Dr. Ben is the youngest chiropractor that I've consulted with, but even at his young age, he's the best chiropractor with whom I've consulted. In addition to that, over the years, he's shown a burning desire to only get better so he can be a better chiropractor to his patients. And that's why it's such an honor and privilege to share this podcast with everyone listening.
Thanks, Bruce. I appreciate it. I'm happy to be here, and I hope this really works out well and do this for quite a long time.
Yeah, so do I. You know, so if you are serious about living with a healthy, holistic human body, join us for about 15 minutes a week. If after a few weeks of listening to Dr. Ben and his expert guests from both the chiropractic and medical viewpoints, thank you for giving us a chance. We wish you wellness and invite you to keep checking in occasionally because we're pretty sure you're going to find something useful for your health. Now, if you do find that the Dr. Ben Show is a good partner in your pursuit of a healthy, holistic human body, we wish you wellness and welcome. So, let's get started by finding out a little bit more about Dr. Ben and why he has your health as his best interest. Dr. Ben, you're a local guy right here from Lake Mary, right?
Well, kind of. Born in Nebraska, but moved down here when I was 2 or 3 years old. We've been here ever since. So I've been to Lake Mary Elementary School all the way through Lake Mary High School.
I'm married with children.
Yes, one of each. A little girl named Cameron and my wife Blair, who were just up in the office earlier today helping out.
Yeah, you should come by his office if you get a chance because Blair is definitely the guiding light behind the decor here. It's really beautiful. Yeah.
Nothing wrong with having an interior designer in the family to make things look pretty.
Not at all. What was that watershed moment in your life when you knew you were going to be a chiropractor?
You know, I think I'd always knew that I wanted to help people with my hands. I definitely knew I wanted to work with my hands, and I knew I wanted to help people. But growing up, the only kind of doctor I'd ever been to was a medical doctor, right? So come in, take your temperature, films if needed, and pharmaceuticals when necessary.
Right.
You know, I didn't really ever want to do that, and I got lucky enough after college to play a little bit of semi-professional basketball in Australia. And when I was over there, I dislocated a thumb. And I went to the local physiotherapist, a guy by the name of Rodney Grogan. His nickname down there is the Horse Doctor.
Horse Doctor?
Yes, because he also worked on animals, horses included. You know, we started working together and, you know, let me just say he fixed the thumb immediately. And as I was working with him through that, you know, I said, God, what is this that you're doing? And he said, oh, this is something called active release. This is a style of chiropractic. And that was it. I knew right then and there I wanted to help people. And now I'd found my modus.
But you had just mentioned that you didn't want to become a medical doctor earlier. Why not?
You know, I'm not really sure. It just, I just prefer to see things done mechanically. I think that's how my mind works. And a lot of medical doctors, you know, they're so swamped that they have just enough time to see the patient, make their diagnosis, give the medication as necessary. And that just wasn't my style. I'm a lot more talkative, a lot more laid back, I imagine, than a lot of medical doctors. And, you know, just honestly, being a medical doctor never even crossed my mind.
And consulting a chiropractor actually takes a lot of time, and it's well worth it. But we'll get into that as we go along with these podcasts. But that being said, though, you would not recommend someone to not go to a medical doctor, would you?
No, not at all. You know, I have a medical doctor here in town, and if I have a bacterial infection or, you know, if there's something that is necessary that I need a medical doctor, of course I'll go see one. And my patients, I send them to their medical doctor for different things all the time. You know, one of the main differences between a medical doctor and a doctor of chiropractic is that a doctor of chiropractic doesn't prescribe pharmaceuticals. And really, that's the main difference. Both doctors are... How do you describe this?
Well, let me ask you this. Sure. I mean, considering you're both doctors,
right?
How does your education as a chiropractor compare to the education of a medical doctor?
You know, it's almost identical. A medical doctor receives more in OBGYN training. I receive a lot more in diagnosis, in musculoskeletal care, and also in X-ray and MRI reading. Besides that, it's tit for tat, it's the exact same thing. So, and where I was trying to go with it before is that a medical doctor and a chiropractor are both primary care physicians. So for your medical doctor, if you were to go and you had something, say, like diabetes, you know, perhaps the medical doctor will send you to a specialist, right? Or here's a better example. Let's say you have rheumatoid arthritis. Mm-hmm. They may send you to a rheumatologist to go get care. If you go to a chiropractor and are diagnosed with RA, rheumatoid arthritis, you're going to get the same thing will happen. You'll also be sent to a rheumatologist. So it's either, you know, go to the chiropractor and get sent to the specialist that way, or go to the medical doctor and get sent to the physician that you need in that regard.
Yeah, that being said, I mean, chiropractors can still provide relief for someone with rheumatoid arthritis, can they not?
Absolutely. And, you know, RA is an example that's kind of a difficult one because you don't want to adjust somebody that has rheumatoid arthritis just because the ligaments become so loose. You know, you don't want to loosen a joint that's already too loose.
Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things that we're going to be talking about as well as we go along, is how chiropractors and MDs actually work in concert when it comes to your health. So explain to us why your patients come to you for so much more than just cracking their necks or popping their backs.
Well, you know, I think the main reason people come is maybe... Are you asking why they come to me specifically?
Well, just to chiropractors in general. Yeah.
Do you know, I think a lot of people go to chiropractors because we take a broader view of the individual. So, you know, a lot of times I've heard it described as chiropractors are mechanics for the body. So, you know, if you go to your mechanic and you've got, I mean, I know nothing about cars, but let's say you have a wobbly wheel, mm-hmm. you know, a poor professional would just say, oh, well, let's just fill that wheel, right? The correct thing to do would be to figure out the mechanics of why the wheel is wobbly. It's the same thing with a chiropractor. You know, I try to look at the person's entire biomechanics and figure out not just what the symptoms are or what's causing the symptoms, but the root itself, mm-hmm. and try to fix that one. Mm-hmm. So I think that's why a lot of people go to chiropractors. You know, another reason is we generally spend quite a lot of time with patients. You know, massage is generally covered in a chiropractic office.
Oh, everybody loves that.
Yes, there's definitely some physical therapy modalities that we take care of. And, you know, in my office specifically, we do something called active release, which is working on the soft tissue as opposed to the bones.
And we'll get into more detail about active release in one of our later podcasts. We're going to do a three-part series on the techniques chiropractors use in order to help you attain that goal of having a healthy, holistic human body. You know, you'd mentioned the time that you spent with your patients. For some people who are afraid to go to chiropractor, that's one of the things that scares them away. Why does it take so much time as opposed to seeing maybe a medical doctor who can give you a pill?
You know, I think the difference is it takes a lot of time because, you know, honestly, you have to learn someone's body. It takes a little bit of time to actually figure out what's going on, to take them through all the ranges of motions, through all the neurological testing, through all the orthopedic testing to figure out the root cause of their problem. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, you can't do that in 3 minutes.
Have you ever had anyone who has stuck with your prescription as far as treatments mm-hmm. goes. Have you ever had anyone who was not satisfied?
Have I ever had anyone that's not satisfied? Yeah, of course. Just like anything, you know. Even if you have the world's greatest restaurant, someone's going to complain about something, right?
Yeah, that's true.
It's just the nature of people. But, you know, we try to take that into consideration. With all my patients, I send them an email after their first appointment and ask them, you know, how was your appointment? Is there anything we could do better for you? Is there anything that you felt uncomfortable about? What did you like? And, you know, as you were setting up all this equipment here, you may have heard me making telephone calls to the patients that I had yesterday. You know, just calling to double check and see how it was. A lot of people, when they come to me, it's their first time ever to a chiropractor.
Mm-hmm.
So I like to call and find out just how they felt, you know, and you can hear a lot more in a person's voice than what they type on a computer to you.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll usually be a lot more candid in that respect as well.
That being said, though, I would guess that you're going to have more satisfaction as a patient if you complete the treatment as opposed to stopping halfway.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, chiropractic is one of those things where it builds on itself. So if I see someone on July 1st and I ask them to come back a week later and I don't see them until August 1st, you know, 9 times out of 10, they're right back to where they started. So, yeah, absolutely. If a person sticks with the program start to finish, of course they feel better than someone who, you know, doesn't follow it. Just like if you were to take a round of antibiotics and say, you know, yeah, they told me 10 days, but I only feel sick for 4 days, so I'm only taking it for 4. You know what I mean? There's a reason beyond the prognosis. There's mm-hmm. a reason for it.
And that's one of the myths that we're going to dispel as we go on through the weeks, the fact that you just want people to keep coming back and coming back and coming back and you're never going to get well. That's not true.
No, that's not true at all. You know, if anything, I kind of get hassled by my office manager for trying to fix people too quickly, you know, overloading them with therapies and things like that. But I don't know. I don't care. And I hope she doesn't hear this.
Yeah. Well, no, what you do want her to hear this so she can tell all of her friends. You know, as we go through, we're going to have some special guests to talk about the benefits of chiropractic medicine, the benefits of getting the right chiropractor, and some options that you have that goes way beyond just having your neck cracked and your back popped, although I highly recommend it if you can handle the sound. So to find out more about Dr. Ben, his practice, and his healthy lifestyle partners, check out his website at kersenbrockchiropractic.com.
And if you live in the Central Florida area, or if you don't, I'm sure Bruce would be happy to put you up at his house. Check out the website and make an appointment at our Lake Mary office. Also, I welcome your comments and questions. So if you'd like to send me something, send it to the Dr. Ben Show. The email address is info@kersenbrockchiropractic.com.
Now, this is the first Dr. Ben Show, and over the next few weeks, you'll be able to download this and future podcast at kersenbrockchiropractic.com. And with that, thank you for taking the time to listen to the Dr. Ben Show. How about a healthy thought to get us through the week, Dr. Ben?
It's springtime, and many of you are just coming out of hibernation. So get up, move around, do some gardening, go to the beach, have fun, and before you do, go see your chiropractor to kickstart your happy, holistic human body.
You've been listening to the Dr. Ben Show. Be sure to tell your family and friends. They can listen and learn more about how to live with a healthy, holistic human body at kersenbrockchiropractic.com. The Dr. Ben Show is a production of JBO Web Productions.com.